Redundant Coding and Its Economic Aspects by H. Ohnsorger of the AEG Telefunken Research Institute, Ulm, German Federal Republic. Section 1, Introduction and Survey. The past 20 years have been the springtime of coding theory. However, lately, some specialists in the USA feel that at least the branch channel encoding is slowly fading. But it seems we have to spend much care on this branch if we want a harvest. Forney, a well-known coding expert, holds the opinion that the other branch of coding theory, the source encoding or data compression, is an infant field. But here we have the paradoxical situation that this branch, at least, has been producing fruits for many decades. Let us also briefly remember this fact, that Morse tried to find a code for the letters of the written language to work with low redundancy and high channel economy. To separate transmitted symbols, he used 3 bits for a comma, this redundancy giving security in data transmission. The code words, which represent the letters of the alphabet, had been arranged by Morse with respect to their probability of appearance, and thus the most frequent letter is coded by the shortest code word and vice versa. Thus, Morse used a kind of Shannon-Farnow code. It may be interesting to consider the economy offered by his alphabet. For the German language, the Morse alphabet needs a mean value of A sub M of 8.5606 binary digits per letter. The optimum we can reach has A opt equal to 8.3978 binary digits per letter. If using 1 bit for a point, 1 bit for a slot, 3 bits for a line, and 3 bits for a stop, signal, or comma. Under these conditions, the optimum code is thus only 2% better than the Morse alphabet. The entropy of the alphabet with 26 letters, under the assumption of statistically independent letters, amounts to H equals 4.097 bits per symbol. Without comma, the Shannon-Farnow code could reach this value, but with 3 bits for a comma, the optimum code is only 20% better than the Morse alphabet. Morse has had a good feel for information theory without actual knowledge of it. Perhaps earlier types of digital transmission, shown in slide 1, were more economical. But the actual subject of this paper is redundant coding, or channel encoding, and Hamming may surely be called the father of redundant codes, for he generalized the parity check and introduced the matrix description of linear systematic codes, as well as the conception of the vector space for the treatment of codes. A code word with n binary digits is considered as an n-dimensional vector, and with this idea, Hamming derived his well-known bound for the error correction ability of block codes, which is set out in equation 1, shown in slide 2, where n is the block length, m the parity check bits, and E, the number of correctable, statistically independent errors in a code word. R is called the redundancy of the code. The description of block codes as polynomials with coefficients of Galois fields has been introduced by Huffman and Slepian. These were also the foundation of many special types of codes which cannot be mentioned here. But the most important class of cyclic codes, the Bose-Chowdhury codes, should be mentioned, for these codes can be constructed by mathematical methods with nearly any block length, where the number E of correctable errors can be chosen in a wide range. Discussion of block codes will be undertaken later in this paper. An essential step in the formation of practical codes has been the invention of block-free or convolutional encoding and sequential decoding. We will return to this type of coding later also. For channels with error bursts and mixed error structures, by which is meant statistically independent errors and bursts of errors, interleaved codes and concatenated codes are suitable. Recently, a number of proposals have arisen for the combination of code and signal quality detectors. Here, the detector decides not only if a symbol has the value 0 or 1, hard decision, but by measuring the distortion of received signals, the fidelity of the decision is noted, a soft decision. A soft decision with another meaning is also used for sequential decoding. The foregoing is thus a short survey of the steps of the development of redundant codes. Detailed survey papers and standard books of coding theory relating to this can be found. Section 2. The efficiency of redundant coding. One may presume that redundant coding must give important advantages of economy because of the great efforts that have been made in this field. But practical tests have shown that the gain was not so large if we consider forward error correction alone, where errors are eliminated by the redundancy of the code at the receiver. Besides, the gain in transmission security must be paid for by high costs. But all this is relative, and we will see later how expensive error correction actually is. In this chapter, we will consider some theoretical aspects. The attainable gain by redundant codes on a channel with Gaussian noise, which produces statistically independent errors, can be defined in different ways. The foundation of all these considerations is always the Shannon bound. Shown in equation 2 in slide 2. Shannon's theorem says, in essence, in a channel with Gaussian noise, one can transmit C bits per second error-free information with a signal power S at a noise power N and a channel bandwidth B if infinite block length is used. With a constant power density of noise N sub 0, we have capital N equals small n sub 0 b. The mean value of energy E sub b per bit of information multiplied with the transmission rate C bits per second gives the mean value of the signal power S equals E sub b times C. Without coding, but with an optimum receiver, that is, a matched filter, it is possible to transmit binary digits with a bit error probability of at least p, as shown in equation 3 of slide 2, where phi is the error function and small p as a function of eb over n0 is shown in slide 3. It is known that error-free transmission with coding needs at least a signal-to-noise ratio of eb over n0 equals minus 1.6 dB, and this is derived in detail later on in this paper. If an error probability of p equals 10 to the minus 5 is allowed, a gain of 11 dB only in signal-to-noise ratio can be attained. With short block length and known codes, the gain is lower than 11 dB and may even be a loss, which means that we need more energy per bit in the coded case than without coding. These considerations are based on the condition that signal power should be decreased or transmission range should be increased by coding. But channel encoding is much more suitable to decrease the error probability at constant signal power for given bandwidth and transmission rate. The gain of coding can be defined as the difference of signal-to-noise ratios between the case of uncoded transmission and with coding at equal error probabilities. This gain will now be considered. To construct a binary block code which corrects less than or equal to E errors, at least the amount of redundancy given by equation 1 on slide 2 is necessary. A gain is only possible if this redundancy R satisfies the conditions of equations 4 and 5 shown on slide 4. Here, C sub B is the capacity of a symmetrical binary channel. Equation 4 is similar to Shannon's theorem, and for error-free transmission, the entropy of the source has to be lower than the channel capacity. Any binary source naturally can have a lower entropy than 1 bit per symbol, so we can reduce the redundancy of the source by source encoding and increase the transmission rate. But it is impossible for the channel encoder to decide if the binary digits of the source have less than 1 bit information, and therefore if equation 4 has to be satisfied. the probability of erroneous decoding of a code word with n binary digits, which contains I independent errors, is given by equation 6, which is also shown on slide 4. PB rest as a function of n with R as parameter, P equals 0.013 and P equals 0.11, corresponding to E sub B over N sub 0 equals 4 dB and 0 dB, is shown in slide 5. At constant redundancy, R greater than R sub limit, PB rest decreases exponentially with increasing N, like equation 8 on slide 4, where A and B are constants depending on big R and P. Under the assumption that a non-correctable error pattern results in completely wrong information after decoding, PB rest is comparable with P. That implies that a channel with a binary error probability P is as good as a channel with PB rest if P equals PB rest. Now we can distinguish first the power limited case with the possibility of increasing the bandwidth B of the channel, and second, the band limited case with S equal a constant, where a gain can be reached by decreasing the transmission rate VQ of the source. Referring now to slide 6. At VQ equal constant, S equal constant, and with a high redundancy R, we need a bandwidth as shown by B plus in equation 9, where B is the bandwidth for uncoded transmission. Because of S equaling a constant and a higher channel rate than VQ, the energy per binary digit on the channel decreases to E plus, shown in equation 10, compared with the energy EB of the uncoded case. If we have B equal constant and S equal constant, then, because of the redundancy, VQ must be reduced to VQ plus plus equals VQ into 1 minus R, with S equaling a constant and a channel rate equal to the source rate VQ with encoding, the energy per binary digit on the channel is EB plus plus equals EB. Turning now to slide 7. With VQ equal a constant and S equal a constant, we get in the coded case a binary error probability shown as P plus in equation 13, which is reduced by the code to PB rest shown in equation 14, where 13 corresponds to equation 3 and 14 to equation 6 and 7. Now, the gain of coding is given by equation 17, which has to be paid for by increasing the bandwidth B by the factor 1 over 1 minus R. Case 2 is also shown on slide 7. With a loss in transmission rate VQ by the factor 1 minus R. In the case without coding, we reach P equals 0 only with EB over N0 equals infinity. The error probability can be reduced to any value only by increasing the block length N with R equal const, V sub Q plus or V sub Q plus plus equal a constant at a given EB over N0. This means that, by coding, one can reach theoretically an infinite gain in signal-to-noise ratio if it is possible to reduce the source rate VQ or to increase the bandwidth B by a small and constant amount. Coding is a very suitable way of increasing the security of transmission, but less suitable in giving a gain in transmission rate or in increasing channel capacity. For example, we can take from slide 5 and slide 9 the values shown in slide 8. The curves in slide 3, or their inverse, shown in slide 9, correspond to a matched filter receiver and Gaussian noise. In practice, we do not find such ideal transmission lines, and P equals F of EB over N naught decreases much slower with increasing EB over N naught than shown in slide 3. Therefore, the gain in signal-to-noise ratio can be higher than in the above examples. The economic gain of coding has other aspects too. Here we have to consider, first, the requirements for data transmission and the error structures of real channels, and this is done in the next section. Section 3. Requirements for data transmission and properties of real channels. The lowest error probability is required for data transmission between computers. It is usual to demand PB rest C less than or equal to 10 to the minus 8. Telegraphy can be satisfied by P equals P sub T less than or equal to 10 to the minus 4. Telemetry and telecommand have no defined requirements since they cover such a variety of usage. For communication with satellites, the following values are known and are shown in slide 10. To compare data transmission with speech transmission, the following values are given. With PCM and 700 8 binary digits per sample, it is possible to understand speech with a binary error probability as shown in equation 22. But the signal to quantizing noise ratio of 7-bit PCM has a value of 42 dB. If the transmission quality is not to be decreased by the binary error probability of the channel, it is necessary to transmit with P as shown in equation 23. Now, on real channels, we find the following mean values of error probabilities, shown in slide 11. The peak values depend on time and on the chosen channel, and often we find peak values which are much higher than the mean values. But coding has to guarantee the residual error probability, PB rest, in all cases. Therefore, it is necessary to consider peak values for error correction systems. To show the fluctuations possible, the intensity of additive noise on a telephone channel is drawn as a function of time in slide 12. Slide 13 sums up the various types of error found on real channels. In slide 14, the frequency of error bursts as a function of burst length is shown. The error probabilities within the bursts have values between 0.1 and 0.5. This section has shown that in many cases, redundant codes or error correction systems are necessary. But to decide if error correction is economically worthwhile, we have to consider now the costs. Section 4. Costs of eliminated and non-eliminated errors. It is difficult to determine the costs of eliminated errors because of the fact that only few error correction systems are in use, and the cost of these systems will decrease if their application increases. But using existing prices, we obtain already, however, surprising results. Forward error correction systems of high quality, that is, PB rest approximately equal to 10 to the minus 8, which correct errors at the receiver without retransmission, are not on the market. But by known test systems, it is possible to estimate the cost of 50,000 Deutsche Marks for an equipment with coder and decoder. In the prices which follow, listeners may like to note that 4 Deutsche Marks is approximately equivalent to $1. Two complete stations are necessary for a two-way data transmission system, so we need about 100,000 Deutsche Marks for hardware equipment. If computers are available for error correction, the costs may be much lower. The costs for feedback systems, which detect errors by redundant codes and correct them by retransmission, are lower. In hardware, one has to pay 20,000 or 30,000 Deutsche Marks, and values of PB rest less than or equal to 10 to the minus 8 are guaranteed, even on telephone channels under bad conditions. For two stations, we assume an average price of 50,000 Deutsche Marks for the following case. The aforementioned 100,000 Deutsche Marks and 50,000 Deutsche Marks are expected upper bounds for the future. Data transmission on telephone lines with 1,200 bits per second and a redundancy of about 20% has a source rate of about 1,000 bits per second. Using the line 10 hours per day at 300 days per year results in 10 to the 11 transmitted bits after 10 years. Let us suppose that the error correction system has a working life of 10 years. At a mean value of p equals 10 to the minus 5, 10 to the minus 6 transmission errors will appear in that duration, and less than or equal to 10 to the minus 3 erroneous blocks will be undetected if the system guarantees PB rest less than or equal to 10 to the minus 8. The cost of one corrected error by a feedback system at p equals 10 to the minus 5 amounts to k11 equals 50,000 over 10 to the 6 equals 0.05 Deutsche Marks per eliminated error, and on an extreme bad channel with p equals 10 to the minus 2, k12 equals 5 times 10 to the minus 5 Deutsche Marks per eliminated error. With forward error correction, we get k2 less than or equal to 2k1. Whether error correction is a cheap or an expensive technique cannot be decided by the values of k1 or k2. We have also to compare them with the costs of non-eliminated transmission errors. The uncertainty in calculating these costs is much higher than in the case of K1 and K2, because of the enormous consequences which errors can produce, for example, in traffic, in automatic production control systems, or in military systems. On the other hand, these costs can be negligible, for example, on lines with digitalized speech or on lines with high redundant telemetry data. To support the case, we will consider the costs of time loss caused by transmission errors in computer systems. The computer itself checks the incoming data, syntax check, size or form check, and plausibility check. Therefore, we have to distinguish the input errors in, first, errors which produce inadmissible information sequences, second, errors which produce permissible information sequences. In the first case, the sequences are rejected by the computer program, the process is stopped, and a new input must be supplied. In the second case, the computer accepts the erroneous sequences, and the error can be detected only after finishing the program process by plausibility tests or by complaints. In the following, we consider a large computer and assume a mean value of a half-minute compiler time for one process and costs of 20 to 50 Deutsche Marks per minute. An inadmissible program error causes, therefore, a cost of 5 to 10 Deutsche Marks on average. Rejected data often causes a process repetition or a new input. We can assume that one Deutsche Mark for an inadmissible data error will be a good mean value. For permissible but erroneous information sequences, we distinguish errors of programming, of data, and of statistical material. With some further work, we get the following results, which are shown on slide 15, which shows the cost of error location. Detected errors may cause, on average, the following, shown on slide 16. These are very high prices compared with the costs of eliminated errors by correction systems with k less than or equal to 0.05 Deutsche Marks per eliminated error. Adding in the costs of consequences of undetected errors as well, it is evident that error correction will be a very economic technique in many cases. Efficiency and economic aspects of redundant coding are discussed now without reference to the actual detail of the coding, and this is done in the following section. Section 5, Error Correcting Codes. In Section 2, we used linear systematic codes as foundation, and the most important class of block codes, and nothing else, as a generalization of the old parity check. Parity checks are formed from m selections of bits out of a sequence of k information bits. The m results of the parity checks are sent after the k information bits as redundancy, and together they form a code word or block of length n equals k plus m. We get the check bits by a system of m linear equations, which can be written in matrix form as shown in slide 17, where the coefficients A sub ij of the encoding matrix A are 0 or 1 in the considered binary case, and matrix X star and matrix Y are matrices with one column containing the information bits and the check bits. The code word X1, X2 up to XK, Y1 to YM becomes a matrix X with one column by the definition Y sub I equals X K sub K plus I. Supplementing matrix A by the identity matrix I, we get the decoding matrix B equals matrix A comma I. So that equation 28 follows. An undetectable error occurs only if so many bits are converted in a code word that a new code word is produced. Therefore, the number of positions in which any two code words of a code differ is a measure of efficiency. This measure is called the Hamming distance. In a code with minimum distance D, the lowest Hamming distance between any two code words of the code, E equals D minus 1 over 2. Single errors are correctable. A subset of the class of linear systematic codes are cyclic codes described by polynomials. The information bits are the coefficients x sub I of a polynomial f star of x, where x is an operator or shift operator. Supplementing f star of x by a polynomial r of x with the check bits as coefficients, we get the polynomial of the code word shown in equation 29. F of x equals f star of x minus r of x. In slide 18, we see how r of x is derived from f star of x by the so-called generator polynomial g of x of the code. Every code word is given now as the product of a polynomial q of x and a generator polynomial g of x. All coefficients in the polynomials are 1 or 0, and they are elements of the Galois field g f of 2. A code generated by g of x is a cyclic code if g of x divides the polynomial x to the n minus 1. In this case, every cyclic shift of the elements x sub I of a code word produces a new code word. See again slide 18. An important advantage of codes described by polynomials is the possibility of implementation by simple shift registers, as shown in slide 19. The connection denoted by G sub I in slide 19 to the modulo 2 adder is made by a wire if the coefficient G sub I of G of x has the value 1. If G sub I equals 0, the connection is not made. After the input of the information sequence x1, x2, up to xk, approximately equal to f star of x, the register has calculated f star of x over g of x, and the content of the register stages are equal to the coefficients r sub I of r of x, or equal to the check bits, which are sent after the information sequence. To describe the error correction process by a code, we consider first the matrix description again. An erroneous block, matrix X sub E, consists of a code word, matrix X, and the element-by-element superposition of an error word, matrix X of F, as shown in slide 20. The example on the right-hand side. The element X sub Fi of the error word has the value 1 if the element Xi in the received block, matrix X sub E, is converted. We get the syndrome, matrix S, by multiplying matrix B with matrix X sub E. Since matrix B times matrix X equals 0, matrix B times matrix X sub E equals matrix B times matrix X sub F equals matrix S. If the received block is described by the polynomial F sub E of X, we get the syndrome polynomial S of X by dividing F sub E of X by G of X. Matrix S contains the coefficients of S of X. By the aid of matrix S, the error word matrix X sub F can be determined. Many methods are known for doing this, which cannot be gone into here. If matrix X sub F is determined, the error correction is easily performed by matrix X sub E minus matrix X sub F equals matrix X. Subsection 5.1. Error correction by code plus signal quality detector. One method of correcting errors with a combination of a redundant code and a signal quality detector will now be explained. By the relation matrix B dot matrix X sub F equals matrix S and matrix B dot matrix X equals matrix 0, slides 17 and 20, it is easy to recognize that matrix S is the vector sum of the columns I in matrix B, which belong to the elements X sub Fi equals 1 of the error word. The elements marked by the signal quality detector as disturbed, probably erroneously, are called X sub STI. Now we form a matrix B sub ST by the columns of matrix B belonging to X sub STI. We write a system of linear equations, matrix B sub ST dot matrix X sub ST equals matrix S. Where matrix X sub ST is a matrix with one column containing X sub STI as unknown values. With this equation, we can determine the values of X sub STI if the number, nu, of elements X sub STI is lower or equal to M, and if the columns of matrix B sub ST are linearly independent. It is known that in an E error-correcting code, any two E less than equal to M columns are linearly independent. That means the equation above is always soluble if nu is less than or equal to 2e, and the set of the elements X sub STI contains all errors in the code word. An erroneous correction happens if matrix B sub ST contains only nu less than or equal to m linearly independent columns, but the rest of the elements X sub STI does not contain all errors of the code word. That is possible because the signal quality detector detects an error only with a conditional probability P of ST over F less than 1. In matrix B, there is at least one set of M linearly independent columns because of the identity matrix in matrix B. The position I in the received word matrix X sub E contains an error if the equation above gives the result X sub STI equals 1. So, matrix X sub F is determined if nu is less than or equal to 2e and the set of the elements X sub STI contains all errors. In some cases, nu less than or equal to m errors are correctable by this method. Further possibilities of this method are described in the literature. For example, the possibility of correcting single errors, which are not marked by the signal quality detector. Error correction is carried out by matrix X sub 0 minus matrix X sub F equals matrix X. Perhaps the cheapest and very trivial forward error correction system can be made by code and signal quality detectors if we use 50% redundancy. Every bit of the source is then transmitted twice. These two bits are compared at the receiver, and the signal quality detector gives the signal ST for disturbed bits and ST bar for undisturbed bits. Decoding is made by the following table, as shown in slide 21. We define P as the binary error probability of the channel, P of ST bar over F as a conditional probability that an error is undetected by the signal quality detector, P of ST over R as the conditional probability that a bit is marked as disturbed, which is not received erroneously. The non-correctable cases appear as transmission loss. Without these cases, the residual error probability is given by the expressions of slide 22. On channels with burst errors, one finds that P rest is approximately equal to P squared. in case 4 in the decoding table, if case 4 in the decoding table is called non-correctable, 2, then we get p rest is approximately 2p squared times 10 to the minus 2. Subsection 5.2, permutation decoding. An interesting method for burst error correction by cyclic codes was discovered by Jesse McWilliams. If in a code word only check bits are disturbed, the error pattern appears directly in the syndrome like a reflection at the identity matrix in matrix B equals matrix A, I. See slide 17. By a cyclic shift or permutation of the components in the received block, matrix X sub E, it is possible to transfer an error burst of length less than or equal to M into the check bit positions. Multiplying the sequence with matrix B gives a syndrome that is equal to the error pattern. The cyclic permutation is code invariant for cyclic codes. See slide 18. That means we always produce, by this permutation of a code word, a new code word. All methods of burst error correction by cyclic codes use the idea of cyclic permutation. But also, the quadratic permutation is code invariant. F squared of x modulo x to the n minus 1 is equal to a code word. But the cyclic, as well as the quadratic permutation, is not able to correct all correctable error patterns. A generalization of permutation decoding is given in the literature, which shows how to correct all correctable error patterns. Subsection 5.3. Convolutional encoding, sequential decoding. Convolutional codes leave the method of block transmission, but similar to block encoding, form a sequence of new plus 1 information bits, x sub I, check bits, y sub I. A check bit, y sub I, is derived by a linear equation, but the check bits are continuously transmitted between the information bits. The formal description and a simple design schematic of the encoder by a shift register is shown in slide 23. The coefficients a sub nu are 1 or 0 for binary transmission. That means the connections to the modulo 2 adder exist or do not exist. From slide 23, it can be seen that every information bit is followed by a check bit. At the receiver, from every sequence of nu plus 1 information bits and from the derived check bits, the most probable value of a received bit is calculated by use of the encoding equation bit for bit, continuously, and given to the terminal. A problem arises because of using decoded bits to determine the value of following bits. In some cases, this results in a catastrophic error propagation. To overcome error propagation and to find convolutional codes with high efficiency is still a matter of research. A description of the known methods of decoding convolutional codes is given in the book by Gallagher. It should also be noted that convolutional codes are very suitable for real-time processors and for cheap systems because of the bitwise decoding and the simple implementation. Section 6, Information Theory and Coding. Usually, papers on the topic treated here begin with Shannon. But let us instead finish this paper with the fundamental results of Shannon. He has given a measure of information and defined the amount of average information which a letter of a source with q different symbols contains. The knowledge of this entropy is one foundation of the increasing source encoding or data compression techniques. A source with independent letters x sub I, which appear with a probability p of x sub I, has the entropy given by equation 38 in slide 24. In practice, we very seldom find sources with statistically independent letters. If we know the probability that any defined sequence of letters is followed by a letter of the source, it is also possible to calculate the entropy of the sequences. If P of xi1, xi2, up to xim is the joint probability that a sequence of letters xi1, xi2, up to xim appears, where I is equal to 1, 2, 3, 4, up to q, then the sequences mth order Markov chain will have an entropy h sub m shown by equation 40 in slide 24. A letter in this chain has the entropy shown as equation 40, 1. In all cases, h is greater than h sub m because of the statistical dependency, which reduces the content of information. To encode the letters of a source in binary sequences, we need at least h sub max shown in equation 41, without knowledge of source statistics. Shannon has shown that with optimum source encoding at known source statistics, it is possible to eliminate the redundancy RQ of a source completely. That means it is possible to encode the letters of a source with h or h sub m bits per letter on average. A real source nearly always contains redundancy, but this redundancy often cannot be used to eliminate transmission errors, and sometimes it even decreases transmission quality. Therefore, it is advantageous in most cases to eliminate the redundancy R sub q by source encoding and to complete the transmitted information by systematic redundancy with channel encoding. For channel encoding, Shannon derived the fundamental theorem. It is possible to transmit error-free information over any disturbed channel under the condition that the entropy of the source is lower but nearly equal to the channel capacity C. An error probability PB rest equals zero needs infinite block length. But as we have seen earlier, that an important error reduction can be attained with finite block lengths. The total disturbed binary channel has an error probability P equals 0.5, and we find for this case C sub B equals zero. The condition H equals C sub B naturally says that no information can be transmitted over such a channel. An ideal transmission channel, undisturbed by external influences, is always disturbed by its own noise, dependent on temperature. Therefore, we may suppose that a bound of signal-to-noise ratio exists for information transmission. This minimum we mentioned before as E sub B over N sub 0 equals minus 1.6 dB. This result is derived from Shannon's formula shown as equation 43 in slide 25, where N is given by N equals B K T sub R, with K as Boltzmann's constant, T sub R as the noise temperature. We get the expressions for C, equation 44, as shown on the slide. Equation 43 holds for a channel with Z tends to infinity different transmission symbols. The information per symbol, C sub Z equals C sub infinity over 2B, is zero, and only by the transmission rate V tends to infinity and by the infinite block length do we get a finite amount of information per time unit or per decoded signal symbol. Now, referring to slide 26, the minimum energy per bit information leads to the value minus 1.6 dB, which is the well-known Shannon bound. Error-free transmission needs also a signal-to-noise ratio of at least minus 1.6 dB, or an energy per bit shown in equation 47. At T sub R equals 0 degrees centigrade. The energy per bit at a price of 0.1 Deutschmarks per kilowatt hour requires the value shown in equation 48. And so we return to economic aspects. At such a lower bound, it is not surprising that some information is of no value.